show, Portland State Vikings head coach Jace Coburn with me here out of the Big Sky Conference up there in PDX. Coach, how you doing, man? What's up with you?
I'm doing great, man. We're just getting after it one day at a time.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you this, Coach Coburn. When they announced you was the head coach, man, to take Coach Perry, who left and went to Texas Tech, so how does it make you feel, man? They said, hey, we believe in you. Want you to take this program on going down here going forward, brother.
You know, it was the greatest feeling in the world just to know that I accomplished one of my biggest goals and one of my biggest dreams to be the head coach at Portland State. It was incredible. When I got the call, a lot of emotions hit, right? Like it was an awesome feeling. And moving forward though, like I have new dreams and new goals for this program. And, you know, I know that I'm not going to be satisfied and we got to get to our new goals.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you this question, man. When did you, in your mind, decide you wanted to get into coaching? Cause I know it was about your journey to say it to yourself, hey, coaching is my future. And I want to help impact kids and help them become better players and men going forward in their lives.
Well, I think there's two parts to that. I started wanting to be a coach really young when I was a little kid. You know, I used to play with basketball cards and align them in different lineups and had starters and backups. And how you play with basketball cards, I really don't know, but I found a way to do it. You know, I wasn't the kid who played with, you know, a bunch of action figures and things like that. I played with basketball cards. But along the way, I was about 18 years old and I got an opportunity to coach high school basketball during the summer. And I thought, wow, this is really fun. And I really enjoyed it. So then I went off to college and I played in junior college at MiraCosta College in Oceanside, California. And during the spring and summer, I would come home back to Phoenix and I started up my own AAU basketball team. And my whole goal during that time was to try and help student athletes reach their dreams, reach their goals, and try and help them get college scholarships. So I was 18, 19, 20 years old, driving them up and down from Phoenix to Vegas, Phoenix to LA, and, you know, playing tournaments in Houston and things like that. And that's really where I developed my love for coaching. And I knew at that point that I really wanted to do it moving forward in my future. So then I stopped playing basketball and I just started coaching full time.
I hear that, and for us preparing to become a head coach, I think doing the repetition you got of having an AAU team and being an assistant. So tell me this, in your journey to become the head coach as you are there in D1, what was like your process to kind of prepare your mind, prepare yourself for when this opportunity presented itself to be ready for it as you are right now?
Well, I think over the course of time, I wanted to learn how to do everything, like, you know, to be a well-rounded coach, but also keep in mind what was best for student athletes as I moved throughout my journey. And I always just kept that in my focus to always do what was best for student athletes. And, you know, so for instance, when I was a high school coach, you learn how to lead, you learn how to communicate with the players and obviously coach the game of basketball. When I've been an assistant coach, I've done everything from doing laundry to, you know, scouting reports and recruiting. And, you know, I've done every single job that you can think of within a basketball program I've done. So, you know, it's something that's really prepared me throughout my whole entire journey, just having different roles and being at different levels. And it allows me to connect with people too. Like it allows me to connect with AAU coaches because I've been in their shoes. It allows me to connect with high school coaches because I've been in their shoes, junior college coaches, because I've done that. You know, other assistant coaches in Division I, like I've done that. So I feel like I can connect to people really well based on just through my experiences and know what people are going through.
And coach, what is going to be your ideal young man in your program that you want to recruit to this program and be a part of your foundation going forward? Because I know it's very key having those great character young men who really care about Portland State, the university, and the city of Portland, and want to be great representatives of the community and the university as well.
Right. So I think for me, some big things are I love to coach people who are tough, not just physically, but mentally, like people who are mentally tough. I love competitors because I'm that way. I love to compete. I hate to lose. So that's just my personality. I love people that love the game of basketball, who want to show up and work and try and reach their goals and reach their dreams. That's a big thing to me. You know, love players who are self-disciplined, who can handle their business. And then the other thing too, that's really important is having a leadership quality. Now I know that, not everybody can be the vocal leader, but there's other people who can lead by example, you know, or just whatever kind of leadership quality. You have to bring some sort of leadership quality to the table for the whole thing to work.
Most definitely. And talk about the biggest guys of the league. You know, I'm friends with Coach DeCure and Sprink. I was friends with Legs, Eastern Washington, and Riley as well. So tell us about the league. I mean, a lot of you great young coaches in that league, man. It's on the rise, and you got the old head and Randy Ray out there still doing big things out there, giving everybody trouble at Weber State, man. Tell us about that conference, man, from top to bottom, how tough it is, man.
You know, that's one thing I really respect about the Big Sky Conference is the coaches. And, you know, I know that might sound like coach talk or whatever, but like, I truly do respect the coaches in our league. I've been in the league for 8 years, and, you know, I started at the bottom as an assistant. So I looked up to some of these coaches that are still in the league, and then just kind of worked my way up. So it's honestly a dream come true to be able to compete against these coaches, because I know from every aspect, there's great coaches in the league, you know, that can recruit, can coach basketball, can do everything, you know. And so I got nothing but love and respect for all the coaches in the league, and I can't wait to get out there and compete. And I know on any night, like, anybody can beat anybody and anybody can lose to anybody. And I think that goes a long way with the quality of coaches and the quality of programs that are in the Big Sky.
Cool is that you just promoted up a chair, so you know all the schemes they run anyway. So it's like, it's no just appear for you already know what they do. So it's like, okay, I know what y'all do already. So you kind of have a little jump there going already.
Yeah, it's man, my lights just turned off. Yeah, man, like, I you know, been in the league for 8 years, and I kind of know how everything works, and the travel and what people are doing, you know. And I've seen it from year to year, and I've seen quite a few programs change out coaches over my 8 years. So yeah, it's been very beneficial for me to continue to stay in the league and know exactly what's going on with it.
How cool is this? We're going to be able to have the guys on campus this summer with COVID not being so rampant. You can have guys actually work them out, because player development is going to be so key for your young men, and having them on campus, able to work them out, get them individually stronger off the court and on the court as well.
Yep. I think it's going to be huge this summer. You know, last year, I think we were probably the last Division I programs to get started. We didn't start, I think, until like maybe the end of October, maybe. The season was a blur now that I think about it. So I'm not really sure when we started. But, you know, that definitely had an impact. It had an impact not only with skill development, but weight room stuff too. You know, and then we had a lot of new guys last year. And just to try and be able to throw that together was really tough. So really looking forward to having a great summer and a great fall too.
And being out in Portland, you can recruit the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest. You can go out to the Midwest, because, and plus, Portland's an easy trip for a lot of kids out here in Atlanta even, or even up east. It's an easy trip from fly to PDX. The airport out there is so cool, man. Your airport is a bonkers up over there, man. So talk about that, Ben. I'm trying to make this a national brand and finding the right fit nationally for guys who want to come out there to an easy going city in Portland, Oregon, and get a good education and get to play ball in a fun system as well.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want this to be a national brand. You know, obviously we're going to recruit the Northwest. You know, and I'm from Arizona originally. So, you know, those places have been really good to us, but we've also had some really good players from all over the place too. And it's like I tell recruits all the time is that, you know, you can hop on a 4-hour flight or you can drive to a school that's closer. That's 4 hours. What's the difference? You know? So, you know, when it comes to recruiting, really looking forward to getting out there and recruiting the world really. Cause there's a lot of good basketball players out there. There's a lot of young men who are looking for opportunities, you know, to play for a coach that believes in them, and going through the recruiting process. Like that's a big thing to me to get across to everybody, is that I do believe in them.
Two more for you, Coach. Who's been the coolest text to call you've gotten since you got this job, man?
Coolest text or call, man. I don't even really know how to answer that. Because I think at one point I had like 250 missed calls, and I'm still trying to get back to everybody. And I think I had like 400 texts. You know, I don't know, like probably my family, you know, family and old coaches that I played for. That's been really cool, or old coaches that I've worked with, just to know that they're proud of me, you know, because I've always tried to do the right thing. I've always tried to be a great friend and be a great family member and things like that. So it meant the world to me that all my friends had reached out, my family had reached out. And I would say that, you know, and just the coaching community in general, the support that I've gotten from people I haven't talked to in forever has been awesome. So it's been really cool.
Two-parter for you to close it out. What's your favorite spot to eat here in Atlanta? And what's your favorite Atlanta moment you have ever had?
Man, favorite Atlanta place to eat. You know, I can't even remember the name, but it was a sports bar down in Atlanta. I can't even remember the name. It was by the Brave Stadium.
Talking about the bullpen or Dantana's?
It might have been one of those. I can't remember the name of it, and I wish I could give a shout out to my favorite place in Atlanta, but I just can't think of it right now. But yeah, I Atlanta's a great city, man. I'm a huge. I used to be a really big Atlanta Braves fan.
TBS, before. Right? Because TBS, yep. The so, superstation.
Yeah, all those guys: David Justice, Fred McGriff, Ryan Klesko, like
Javi Lopez.
You know, and of course, like all those guys pitching, and you know, I love the Atlanta Braves. And then when the Diamondbacks, because I'm from Phoenix, when the Diamondbacks started up, I was torn. Like that used to be part of my routine when I was a kid. I would come home, you know, and do my homework real quick and then watch the Braves start at 4:00 because it was West Coast time then. And
Fresh Braves Prince, then the Braves game. The Fresh Prince. Yeah,
So, you know, I'd say my favorite moment in Atlanta was going to a Braves game. Like I went to a Braves Diamondbacks game a while ago. I was out there recruiting. I think it was 2 years ago, and the tournament had ended and I had a late flight coming back. And so I just caught a Braves and Diamondbacks game and it was awesome. Like that stadium's awesome. You know, it was a lot of fun. So I just went and watched the game of my two favorite teams.
I'll tell you, as a young dude, I was at the World Series when they won in 1995 against the Indians. I was there with my dad at Fulton County Stadium. So, you
That's
know.
Awesome.
So I got that memory forever in my life of being there and seeing the Braves win that title. That we should have had more. More. You know,
I'm with you. And I used to be really, like I said, I used to be really into the Braves when they won that World Series. That was awesome. And I still remember the year before Sid Bream coming around third base, and you know, I think it was against the Pirates, and that was awesome. Like I got nothing but love for the Atlanta Braves, man. That used to be my team. So.
Yes, indeed. But Coach, thank you for your time. If you can ever come back out here, man, we gotta link up, man, and have you in studio once we get back in studio, man. I haven't been there since March 14th. Hopefully, with this stuff getting better, I can get back to have you in studio with us and live in Midtown Atlanta, Coach.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Be good now.
All right, man. You too.
All right.